B-Pod Studios.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Back at it again for another edition of Talkin' Rock. I appreciate you guys tuning by. The last one we had with Damon Johnson and my friend Darren McCarty. Just some stellar stuff right there. If you get a chance, go back and check that out. Especially if you're anywhere here in Detroit, because we talk a lot about the 25th anniversary of Fight Night at the Joe, when Darren McCarty just beat the living snot out of a turtler Claude Lemieux. Anyways, Damon Johnson talks about getting Brother Kane back together and much more in the last episode. Now, here's what was supposed to happen today. I was going to do this interview with Joe Walsh, and then I was going to piggyback it with another interview that I'm doing tomorrow, which I'll tell you about afterwards. And I thought, you know what, this interview is so funny. Joe Walsh is such a character. I got to, you know, put this on immediately. And so that's exactly what I'm doing. The guys from the Eagles are crisscrossing the country playing these massive shows. I talk about it with Joe, but one of my friends saw the show in Atlanta and just said it was just incredible. So they play the entire Hollywood, California from start to finish. And then, of course, they come back out with their hits and solo hits and different things like that. I think Joe has three or four solo songs actually play. Of course, Life's Been Good and that kind of thing. But, yeah, Joe is like I said, a character. I'm not going to put him in David Lee Roth territory, but I had to ask Joe a couple of the questions twice because I don't think he really understood what I was saying. Anyways, it's just a super privilege and a pleasure to talk to somebody of Joe Walsh's, esteemed career and just says the level of success he's achieved. It's just awesome. Anyways, let's get talking to Joe here. We were on this Zoom call and stuff, and as Michael, one of the guys who was kind of coordinating this whole thing, explained to Joe that he was about to talk to Meltdown, and I think Joe's brain started having a meltdown.
How you doing? Your parents didn't name you Meltdown, did they?
They had a very weird sense of humor. What can I say?
Well, nice talking with you. What do you want to know?
Yeah, great talking with you. I'll tell you what, it just reminds me, just listening to you talk right now, I'll never forget you on David Letterman back years ago when you said that security came by your hotel room at 11 a.m. in the morning just to tell you to go to bed. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. You need to go to bed.
Anyways, you're coming through the Motor City in March, March 24th here in a couple weeks at the LCA. Is this where does this rank as far as stage production in your career?
Well, right at the top, I tell you. We decided, because we never have, we decided to play the Hotel California album top to bottom, uninterrupted. And some of those songs we never played live.
Right.
They were, you know, album cuts. But we had to go back and learn them. And then it was a lot of work to be able to play it top to bottom, uninterrupted. And we got an orchestra and a choir to do it right. And we have an IMAX screen behind us, and everything is, you know, state of the art. It's programmed, lights and sound and all of that. It's all programmed, and projection on the IMAX screen. So, and my first song's Hotel California,
right?
Which is usually the last song we do, but to play that first song, I really have to be on my mark. And I have to pay attention. We all do. Playing the whole album we've never done, and it's new to us. So we're really paying attention. And that's great energy. It's not like automatic pilot tour. We're really working hard at performing it right.
Now, is there a moment in Hotel California that you really look forward to every single night, or is it the song Hotel California, or what is it?
Yeah, the end of it. It's hard, man. First song out. It's still a challenge to play right, and I don't want to play it not good. So I kind of relax at the end of Hotel California. It's like, boy, I'm glad that's over. Now, now I can, you know, and I can just play music.
Yeah, one of my friends saw the show in Atlanta, and she said it was amazing. So,
yeah,
couple weeks.
I think
back.
We're as good as we've ever been.
That's awesome. So a couple years ago, I was down at Kid Rock's house in Nashville, and Vince Gill shows up. What's it like to play with Vince?
Well, profound. Profound. He's such a good overall musician, and he fits so well, and he's so funny and easy to get along with. Such good energy that it really it takes the whole thing up a notch having him.
Yeah, I was going to say, super nice guy. I know that there was a package at Rock's house from Amazon. He said he gets so much stuff from Amazon, they call it Amazon because his wife, Amy Grant, is always ordering stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm guilty of that, too. I'm worse on eBay, though.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
I get stuff I don't even want. Just that other guy is not getting it.
Yeah, your competitive nature takes over. So I see, yeah. You know, obviously in the second part of the set, you're doing all sorts of hits and some of your solo stuff. Life's Been Good, obviously some great songs. The song In the City will always be, in my mind, the ending credits of that movie Warriors. Talk about that song.
Yes, it will. Well, you know, that wasn't a hit single or nothing, but as it turned out, the Warriors became really a special movie. It was a sleeper, but it turned into something bigger than life. And having that song on the end, Glenn at one point came to me and he said, you know that song at the end of the Warriors? And he said, I think that could be a great Eagle song. So let's rethink it a bit, and let's make a pass at it. And we did. And it's a pleasure to play. And just because of the movie, everybody knows it well. Everybody's familiar with it. Everybody likes it, and I'm really blessed to have that in the show.
It's so cool because it's like a perfect fitting to the end of that movie. I don't think you could put another song in there.
Right. Well, we usually try and get some footage of the city that we're in.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
And show that on the IMAX screen when we're performing the song.
No, that's cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So today, Dolly Parton announced that she's pulling her name out of the nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course, you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You have a vote and stuff. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't know what to call it, a resentment, but something that's not okay with me is that the James Gang aren't in it.
Okay.
We're Ohio's band.
Right.
And it just, I kind of resist, like, buddying up with them because of that. And that's not ego-wise. I just think the damn James Gang should be in the Hall of Fame. We were the great-grandfather of heavy metal, I think. And I don't know. There's a bunch of non-musical stuff that goes along with the Hall of Fame that I wish wish wasn't there, but I love walking around inside it.
Yeah, I just drove through Cleveland all this weekend, heading back to Buffalo for a couple of days. But yeah, Dolly Parton, of course, a country music legend, has decided to pull her name out of the voting today. Would you have voted for Dolly Parton, you think, for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, I would have, yeah. Better yet, we should get her in a James gang.
That's how you can get the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, then we'll get in for sure.
Hey, a couple more things here for you, Joe. What's some of the best advice you ever gotten from another guitar player about guitar?
Well, boy, that's a hard one. I think where I go right away is that we played in a couple places around Detroit with The Who when they were performing Tommy. And the James Gang opened for them. And it just so happened that one of the shows, they came early and Pete heard me play. And we became really good friends. And later we opened for them in Europe when they performed Tommy in Europe. But Pete showed me the concept of playing lead rhythm. And you have to do that in a three-piece group. You're the only melodic instrument.
Yeah.
So it's bass and drums. But Pete, you know, if you stop playing rhythm to play lead, there's a hole, but you do them both, and that's the best advice I think I can tell you about. And it's the way to play. It's the way to play in a three piece band, and that was one of the tricks of the James Gang, and I owe Pete a lot for that.
Yeah. All right, final thing here for you, since you just mentioned Detroit, and you just mentioned Glenn as well, of course, Glenn Frey being from Detroit. I think, yeah. I remember you said that he was a big part of your sobriety and stuff. Tell us some stuff we might not have heard about Glenn Frey before, or a funny story or something.
I don't think I can. I don't know what to tell you. When Glenn and I first met, we spent a week together one night. And we were best friends ever since then.
Oh, yeah. And our sister station actually had a street named for him in a suburb of Detroit where he grew up. So.
Yeah, well, I miss him, and he's still with us on stage. Well, Detroit is real special. Detroit got a lot to do with me and my background and the people I know. Seeger, of course, is a national treasure. And all those guys are kind of connected to the Eagles. And so I can't wait to get there and play.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for the time. March 24th at the LCA. Joe Walsh, legend. I can check this one off my list. I appreciate you taking time with us here in Detroit. And good luck on the rest of the tour.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. See you there.
And there he is. Absolute legend, Mr. Joe Walsh. Tell you what, man. Can check that one off the list, like I said. Really cool to talk to Joe. I've been thinking about this one all weekend long. Unfortunately, we only had the 10 minutes, and there were certain things they didn't want us to bring up. But I still think we got some pretty good stuff from Joe. Yeah, Dolly Parton and the James Gang. Hey, before we started, I talked about an interview I have locked and loaded for this week. Tommy Vext, formerly from Bad Wolves. I'm scheduled to talk with him coming up this week, so I'll get that in the podcast coming up as well if you're a Bad Wolves fan. And I've got Dee Snider locked and loaded for next week. I've said before, whenever I start mentioning the interviews I have coming up, something jinxes it, and I end up not doing them or something happens. But I'm just going to throw this out there and see what happens as far as the upcoming interviews are concerned. And there's a few in the works which I'm not going to mention, so just check back, follow, give us a 5-star rating, write a crappy review. Even if you crap on me in the thing, just give me a 5-star rating. That's fine with me. I don't really care. But anyways, I appreciate you guys checking out Talking Rock. Hope this one brought a smile to your face like it did mine. Hey Pete, where are you? Take me out of here.
Thank you for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. You can help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star rating and writing a review on Apple and iTunes. Plus, feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, thanks for listening to Talkin' Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.